Okay, Peter, I guess we can go.
All right, the first poem is called Shark or President. Even the most primitive psychosexual approach to historiography would amply demonstrate the banal truism that we choose our leaders to justify our least propitious dreams, like sheep voting for their favorite butcher. Democracy prepares itself for a future infested with sharks resembling the Count de Lautremont, but with extra rows of teeth. Poetics of disaster, disaster capitalism, almost orgasmic satisfaction of schadenfreude, all systems collapse into a terminal troposphere, seduced and abandoned again. Gosh, what a surprise. Shucking and jiving in their shark skin suits, brilliant and putrid as dead mackerel in the moonlight. Is that all right? Is that coming across okay? Or are you recording it?
You sound wonderful. Yes.
I just hear echoes and things in the background, so I don't know whether that's just the phone or what.
Oh, no, that's
just the phone.
We hear you loud and clear. It sounds great in here.
Okay. Going on then. Trying to manipulate my manuscript here. The next poem is called Cornucopia. The three graces pass round their dialectic or trialectic cornucopia, each recipient in turn a sacrifice to the dance. Abundantia, no ideas but in persons, not pallid allegories, living angels, weighty as anything in the universe, but still the state fails to appear. There is no debt yet. All right, that was that one. Next. Hold on a second. All right, this one is called Canon. Events such as Occupy Wall Street foreshadow a certain unspoken cruelty, like April. Get your hopes up, only to dash them with recollection that cannons are pointed at our heads by zombie oligarchic monopolies, money interests, corporations, banksters, CEOs, politicians, soldiers, lawyers, and most intimately, cops are real occupiers. Armed militia we've agreed to allow to occupy our streets like an invading army. Shoot us, maim us, drag us off to prison for a joint in our pocket, foreclose on our mortgages, turn us out of our homes into the street like Irish peasants whose potatoes have died. And if we don't go peacefully, they'll shoot us with their cannons. Lasers, tasers, crowd control, hallucinogenic gas, or old-fashioned grape shot pour encourager les autres. Now, I wish I'd written about circus cannons that shoot live-spangled acrobats into tents, or cannons that shoot puffed rice, an invention, by the way, of my idiotic college biology prof. That was that one. Two
is that
more.
Prof at Columbia?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I forget his name. I've impressed his name. Okay. This one is called Pyramids. This one is prose, actually. A short prose poem. Pyramids. Public architecture always exactly reproduces the shape of human relations. The Paleolithic cave, nothing is built, no labor, only art. Megaliths are not made by slave labor, but pyramids and ziggurats almost certainly are. Debt slaves, if not actual chattel. Fellahim, symbolized by the base, upper class by the apex or pyramidion, as on the dollar bill. Human sacrifice, Ur, third dynasty, and Egypt, first dynasty. See ghastly remains. Apply these principles to modern architecture. At once, you grok the skyscraper, surrounded by flat suburbs. All power now belongs to the 1%. Everyone else works for peanuts. The space of insurrection is empty and flat, like a public square, like Tahrir Square. Hold on. Okay, now I have two more. This one is called Coin. Coin, the two-faced one, the hypocrite. In your hand, it's your friend, your glass of beer, your bag of pot. To spend free as any lord or risk in play, fuck fate. But then, fickle piece of devil shit, it goes away, leaves you in debt, and flies to the bank, where masters of the universe lend it back to you again at usurious rates. At first glance, the coin is a shower of jovial grace. But when Hermes the trickster loans it to Satan, it changes its face. And last. Yes, okay, last one. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Everything's still going? All right.
Yeah.
This one is really the Wall Street poem. It's called Brain. Wall Street is everywhere, says the brain, the mayor of our municipal organs. And thus, there is no more outside to which we might flee with John the Revelator or St. Anthony of Egypt to any caves held on bad balloon mortgages. Now no one can locate the deeds or keys. The desert's a protected wilderness, more loaded down with regulations than Wall Street itself, a military forbidden zone. The virus of money has finally permeated all space and time, brain sees. If Wall Street is everywhere, then logically, the only place left to occupy is everywhere. Okay?
Thanks. And are you off to Charles's thing, Chuck's thing?
What's that? No, that's tomorrow.
Oh, that's tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah, I have a big shopping spree to go on now.
Okay.
Somebody I made a date with them.
All right.
To go shopping for art stuff in Kingston.
Oh, okay. So you're going to Catskill Art Supply or Michael's?
And some junk shops too.
All right, well, good luck treasure trolling, and...
Okay. All right, well, tell me how it all goes.
Thank you so much. That was...
All right, you're very welcome. Okay, all right, have a nice day. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.